What life experience makes you most qualified to be elected to city council?
So I've spent my entire adult life in service. I began the service journey at Warren Wilson College, which has a service component to its curriculum, and initiated a reading program for third graders at Black Mountain Elementary. And after graduating, went to Belfast, Northern Ireland with a group called the Brethren Volunteer Service and did 2 years of community reconciliation work with Protestant and Catholic teens in North Belfast. Came back, did some environmental education work, and then got into mental health. And that's what brought me back to the mountains in 1999 to go to Western Carolina University. I got my graduate degree in counseling and have been a practicing child and family therapist ever since. In 2009, I ran for city council and won, and have been on council for the last 4 years and serving on all of the committees that go along with that, including Housing and Community Development, Public Safety Commission, Planning and Economic Development, and others.
What's the greatest challenge you think the city faces over the next 24 months?
I would say becoming more independent and resilient. We're just emerging from a great recession, and we're facing a hostile legislature. And in order to become more independent, more resilient, I believe what we need to do is grow Asheville's middle class, which means raising wages, having more affordable housing, more affordable transportation options, and access to healthy, affordable food.
We were wondering what book you've read recently that you enjoyed.
I'm reading a book right now called How to Negotiate with a Shark. It was written by Bill Richardson, and it's about his high-level negotiations with from North Korea to the backwoods of the Sudan, as well as his relationship with the Clintons. And it's a really interesting high-level look at how to negotiate with people who may not share the same values.
What have you learned about this community during your most recent campaign for elective office?
I guess what I've learned is that there's a real appetite to know more about what's going on with city government, that as I go around and engage with people and they learn about all of the various things that Asheville city government is doing, they're often surprised by that. And I really enjoy watching them put the pieces together and recognize that there's this appetite for more information. And so going forward in the next, if all goes well and I get to serve again, I'd like to continue to improve the city of Asheville's communication so people can be getting more and better information.
Thank you very much for taking the time with us.
Thank you so much.